Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is another story about Leppy the Spy Gecko. Remember Leppy? Yes, he is a spy leopard gecko who goes on super secret missions. Well, on our YouTube channel, The J Cubbies, look for our episode called Leppy the Spy Gecko. And you can meet him. He's so cool. We build a maze for him and help him explore. And actually, today's story, you don't want to miss, because Leppy saw a river monster in our backyard. Not kidding you. It's a real, there's a river monster in our backyard. And Leppy's the one that saw it last night. You have to hear the story. Let's go. One day, Leppy the Spy Gecko found out that he was being transferred to a new spy team. This spy team lived in South Carolina. They were Miles, Malachi, and Derek. They were so excited to have a new spy gecko on their team. And so when Leppy showed up that day, they greeted him with balloons and a huge party. But it was a spy party, so only spies were there. But that night, after all the songs were sung and the stories were told and everyone climbed into bed, Leppy went to his bed too. He had a hard time falling asleep. Have you ever had a hard time falling asleep where you're just kind of rolling around in bed? Yeah. Well, Leppy was doing the same thing, except all of a sudden, he heard a sound. Like a big splash. And you see, in their backyard was a big river. And this river was surrounded by trees and was kind of going through a forest. And the river sometimes got really deep and sometimes was really shallow. But today and right now, it was pretty deep. And he definitely heard something humongous splashing around in there. It was not normal. And Leppy walked over to the window and looked out, and he put on his night vision spy goggles. "Oh my gosh," Leppy said. "There's like a giant creature in there. It has spikes on its back and glowing red eyes, a huge long tail. It looks, oh my gosh. Is that a river monster?" Leppy said. "I gotta call this in." And so he ran over to wake up Miles and Malachi and Derek and tell them that there was a real river monster in their backyard. They couldn't believe it. And so they called it into spy headquarters. They had to tell the headquarters that they had seen a real river monster. After they told them about what they'd seen, they decided, all right, we need to get back to sleep. We need our energy for tomorrow, because we're going to have to set like some traps, or we're going to have to figure out something in order to get this river monster out of here, because it's just not safe. There's kids that play back here and it's not safe. So that next morning, it was a beautiful morning. It was nice and sunny and warm, but not too hot. And it was just perfect. And so they put all their spy gear on, went outside towards the river. Oh my gosh, there were these giant muddy footprints everywhere. It looked like some giant creature, and Leppy was probably right, like some kind of river monster was crawling around here, and it was, oh my gosh, it pulled their toys into the water. They gotta pull them out. So Miles and Malachi and Derek started pulling all their toys out of the river. Oh my gosh, this is worse than we thought. All right, guys, what do you think a river monster eats? Like, what could we use as bait for a trap to catch the river monster? Derek said, "Ooh, what about cheese? I bet river monsters really like cheese." And Leppy said, I don't know about cheese. Miles said, "Ooh, how about worms?" And Leppy said, maybe, but this river monster was so big, he probably wouldn't even see the worm. Malachi said, ooh, what about a whole bunch of hot dogs? We could throw a bunch of hot dogs, tie them on a string, throw them in the water, and trick them into coming out, and then we can drop a big net on them. Leppy said, ooh, I like that idea. Let's do it. And so they all ran inside and found a package of hot dogs. They tied a bunch of strings onto the hot dogs and asked their mom and dad if there was a big net that they could borrow. And sure enough, there was a big net that they had from their trip to the ocean one time. It's called a cast net. This cast net, when you throw it, it gets really big. Or you could tie it to a string and lower it or raise it up onto a tree, and then it gets dropped down on a river monster. And so that was their plan. They went out and sat out there all day, but the river monster never came. Oh my gosh, guys, it's getting kind of late and he still hasn't come. What do we do? Leppy said, I'm getting pretty tired too. Maybe let's head back to the house. We can leave the trap set up, and if we hear anything, we can race back out here and then catch it. Sounds like a plan. And so they went back inside and had dinner, but always kept an eye out from the window. And then all of a sudden, splash, crash. Hurry, run! He's out there! And by the time they got out there, the hot dogs were gone. Dun, dun, dun! The river monster had taken all the bait. Oh no! What are we gonna do? Leppy said, looks like the river monster won round one. We gotta come up with a new plan tomorrow, because we can't let him live here forever. Someone is gonna get hurt. All right, guys, let's head back to bed. Let's get some sleep, and tomorrow we gotta come up with a new idea. The end.